The fine-tuning argument, as it's often called, is a particular version of the so-called design argument, basically, which again is a whole family of arguments, but this fine-tuning version has come to prominence through developments in recent physics and cosmology, where scientists discovered since about the 1960s that various fundamental sort of laws and features of the laws of the universe are, as it were, sort of just right to permit the existence of life or anything complicated in existence. That, to use one analogy that's sometimes being used, the sort of Goldilocks and Three Bears story, where you know one porridge is far too hot to eat, and one is too cold and horrible, and one is just right. Our universe has been called a just right universe. But the odds of it being just right to permit the existence of life, unlike the Goldilocks example, it's not one in three. Rather, it is one out of numbers that are so incomprehensibly large that you couldn't physically write these numbers down if you used every fundamental particle in the universe as something you could write part of a digit on. These are just incomprehensibly huge odds. But it's not just that the existence, the kind of universe we live in is very unlikely, but it's very unlikely and permits the existence of life. An analogy I sometimes use to try and get this across is the ATM machine, the hole-in-the-wall machine. If I take your bank card, I put it into the hole-in-the-wall machine, I enter a four-digit number, and lo and behold, I am then able to take money out of your account. And you say, Pete, how did you get access to my PIN number? How have you stolen that? Well, supposing I were to say to you, look, there's nothing to get het up about here. Any four-digit number that I enter into this machine is just one possible four-digit arrangement of numbers out of all the possible four-digit arrangements of numbers. Any number that I entered into, four-digit number, is just as unlikely as any other. They're all equally complicated, so what are you complaining about? Well, it's not just that I've a particular unlikely complex event, beep, 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 has happened, but that the very unlikely complex event that happened happens to be the one that allows me to get money out of your account rather than any of the other majority of numbers that wouldn't have allowed me to get money out of your account. And it's like that with the fine-tuning of the universe. Not only is it very unlikely that it should be that particular tuning, but in the huge majority of ways in which the laws could be tuned, there couldn't be life. The tuning that does happen to exist, we know, is the one that does permit there to be life. And that is what has made many people say, that is very suspicious. That makes the laws of the universe look like a put-up job. Atheist Fred Hoyle once famously said, it looks like a superintelligence has monkeyed with the laws of physics to get us here. So that is one way of going from this scientific observation of fine-tuning to saying that actually that there are motivations within that observation for thinking that there is intelligence or design behind the universe by saying this kind of complexity, it's called specified complexity, that kind of complexity in the PIN number example, whenever we know where that kind of complexity comes from, it comes from a mind. You're talking about the kind of complexity that you find in a code or a musical score or a computer program or the kind of examples that I've given. And so in this case, with the laws of the universe, we find the same kind of complexity. And so perhaps the best explanation of it is likewise the activity of a mind.